This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 46.
So we just came across a property that literally is coming up for auction like 2 weeks from now. It's in a gated community. It's it's a little bit rural area in the Northeast, but still it's worth about $200,000. And all the guy wants it, it probably needs like $30,000 in rehab costs. But at the end of the day, everything said and done inside, the guy only wants $40,000 for it. And that includes like about $20,000 in back taxes. So he's still not going to walk away for $2,000. He's going to walk away for $20,000. But it still, it leaves a tremendous amount of upside in the play.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, my friend, it's Alex Pardo here. I want to thank you for joining here and taking your time to listen to another Flip Empire Masterclass show here. Before we get going into the content of today's podcast episode with Jack Bosch, I want to encourage you, definitely listen to the first episode I did with Jack Bosch, which, so if you go to flipempire.com/episode 40, you can listen to that particular podcast interview, which has gotten a lot of positive feedback over the course of the last several weeks. And we really dive into what Jack coins the phrase forever cash and what it takes to build wealth through real estate. So I definitely want to encourage you, if you haven't heard that first episode with Jack, check it out, flipempire.com/episode 40. And when after the podcast episode, I got to talking to Jack offline, and I know that Jack is an expert when it comes to the niche of tax delinquent real estate. And he's built a lot of his wealth and a lot of his empire through tax delinquent properties. And I said, you know what, man, I would love to have you back on so that we could focus an episode and a show just on how to profit from tax delinquent real estate. So that's really going to be the focus and the center of this particular podcast episode. And I think you're going to walk away with a lot of tools and a lot of strategies to profit from that niche if you're not already doing it. So yeah, Jack, man, having said that, I appreciate you jumping back on here for another episode.
Hey, no problem. Actually, my pleasure. I enjoyed the first one. We had a really good time, and I'm more than happy to come back and talk a little bit more about the actual techniques that allowed us to build forever cash, that allowed us to make as much or like on the high end of what people do in the house flips.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what I really love about this particular niche of tax delinquent real estate is that, you know, this is what you use to acquire land. And obviously, you're known as like the expert when it comes to acquiring land, flipping land, et cetera. But this is also a niche that can be used for really any type of real estate. And I know what we're going to be talking on today is, you know, the majority of the audience is into house flipping. So maybe give us a quick overview of the basics of investing in tax delinquent properties.
Right. So yeah, you're correct. I've done the tax delinquent properties is really the basis for all my real estate investing. It's the basis of all my real estate education. And it's really the niche that I have occupied for myself and where I first got really successful with flipping tax delinquent land. And then as I got myself more familiar with houses, I did tax delinquent houses, and now I've got a course on it and so on and so forth. But yeah, so tax delinquent, what does that mean? Tax delinquent very simply means that the owners of properties haven't paid property taxes. Now, your audience probably knows that, but I'm still going to probably explain it just for the occasional person. There's probably many people that don't know the ins and outs of tax delinquent real estate. As a matter of fact, I've met many really professional rehabbers do a couple hundred deals a year that only knew the very, very basic about it. So
yeah, please do.
So very simply, in the United States, as pretty much everyone knows, every piece of real estate comes with property taxes, right? You have to pay property taxes. Now in Europe, where I'm from, for example, property taxes are very, very small. And what you pay when you buy a property is you pay a transaction fee, right? You pay a transaction tax, a purchase tax, right? Sometimes that exists too as a transaction tax from the county. They charge you a little bit, but usually that's like almost nothing here. It's a few hundred bucks perhaps. And in Europe, that's like several percent of the purchase price. So because they charge a big piece up front, they charge very little afterwards year by year. In the US, it's such that you pay no transaction tax when you buy the property, or very, very little, but therefore you pay property taxes every year. And property taxes, depending on where you are in the country, can be anywhere between 1% and over 3% of the property value every single year. Mm-hmm. So particularly in the Northeast and so on, there's places where you pay, like you have a $200,000 house, and you pay like 10 grand or so a year in property taxes. So that can add up to a substantial chunk of your expenses by just holding the property. Now, in other places, it's only 1% and so on. So it just depends. It's like all over the place across the United States. Now, the problem with the thing is, since it is, no matter where you go, it is a decent chunk that you have to pay. It's usually on a house, several thousand dollars a year. You end up on any house that's worth something, let's put it that way. It's if the house is worth over 100 grand, it's usually over $1,000, and it could be several thousand dollars. So what happens is, if somebody doesn't pay those property taxes, there's a process that the government put in place that enables the government to overall take that property away from the owner and sell it back or give it back to somebody else, so that that new owner starts paying property taxes again. Mm-hmm. Because if there wouldn't be such a process, basically nobody would pay property taxes because there would be no repercussions, and the government wouldn't have the money to pay for schools, for police, and so on and so forth. So that process is called, there's two kinds of processes. One is called the tax lien process. The other one is called the tax deed process. And then there's a state like Florida, where you live, Alex, where they do both of those.
Yeah.
All right. So usually the country's divided in half and half. Half of the states follow something that's called the tax lien process, where basically the county says, hey, I don't want to wait for my money. I need that money to pay for police and schools and streets and all this kind of stuff. So what they do after the property taxes are owed for a year, they slap on a lien against the property for non-payment of property taxes. It's called a tax lien. They slap that on, a property tax lien. And then they go and put up an auction. And in that auction, they sell that lien to investors.
Okay.
So an investor then buys those liens. They now have the right to collect to accrue a really high interest rate. But ultimately, in short words, they also, after a few years, have the right to foreclose on that property. When they foreclose on it, they own the property free and clear. So in many states outside of Florida, you can literally just buy it. Let's say $100,000 property, $2,000 property taxes per year. You go buy 2-3 years worth of $2,000 tax liens. You foreclose on it, might cost you another $2,000. Now you spend $8,000 and you own that $100,000 property free and clear, because when you foreclose, it wipes out mortgages and all this kind of stuff.
Incredible.
On the tax deed side, they're doing it a little simpler. The county basically says, you know what, I'm going to wait for a while until the statutory time period. So it's in the state statutes. It's defined whether to go the lien way or the tax deed way. And they wait, like California, they wait 5 years. Then they go to the court. They get what's called a right to sell. And then once they have that, they go put the property itself on auction, and they sell the property to the highest bidder. And again, it wipes out the mortgage. Whoever wins the property is the highest bidder at the auction, has to pay for it, and then owns the property free and clear. That's the basis of tax delinquent real estate.
Okay, got it. And now, so as investors, what's the best way to take advantage of this particular niche and put ourselves in a position where, A, how do we find these tax delinquent properties? And then B, if you can maybe walk us through, and I know this is a loaded question, but maybe if you can walk us through the first 3 or 4 steps of actually like finding these tax delinquent properties, and then how to go about, you know, putting ourselves in a position to actually acquire the real estate.
Yes, exactly. So there's multiple ways you can profit from that. Number one, obviously what everyone does is they go, without thinking any further, the simple way to attend this, but the hard way really, is to attend the tax lien auction, buy the lien, wait a few years until you can foreclose on it, and then foreclose on the property. Mm-hmm. Now, the reality is, though, that 98 to 99% of all liens are getting redeemed, meaning that the owners come to their senses within that time period that the lien holder has to wait and pay off the property taxes. Or they go sell the property during that time period and pay off the property taxes. Or in some states, they can actually work out the payment plan with the county, which also then then starts paying this back and so on. Mm-hmm. So that's the first option. But you can attend it, and if you attend it, you want to make sure that you focus on kind of like the properties where they're more likely to go all the way down to the foreclosure, like not the pretty house with a picket fence around and the grass mowed and their kids playing in the front yard, right? That's somebody just forgotten to pay the property taxes. They're going to come to the census half a year later, and they're going to pay it off, and now you get half a year's worth of interest, but you don't get the property. Mm-hmm. Not the downtown million-dollar lots where obviously somebody's in charge of it and that's well-maintained and so on. But instead, perhaps some land in the outskirts of town, perhaps that boarded-up house that's been boarded up for years and nobody has been taking care of it at all. That's a good property to go after and buy the lien, then hold on to it and then foreclose on it, because chances are that there's a much higher likelihood to actually be able to foreclose on it. But it's still a multi-year prospect. And you and I want to make money right now. And the tax deed, well, by the way, the same thing. The uglier the property, the less competition it's going to have and the better deal you get at the auction. But what I came up with is actually to circumvent this entire auction. I looked at it one day and I was like, oh my God, I love the fact that people have stopped paying their property taxes. I love the fact that people literally are raising their hand and saying like, hey, I got financial trouble and because of that, I cannot pay the property taxes. Hey, I don't want this property anymore. So much I don't want it anymore that I stopped paying the property taxes. So they have literally identified themselves as no-wanters, as people who no longer want these properties. And as a result, they have given a big signal that they might want to get rid of that property. Mm-hmm. But what does the everyone do? Everyone just waits for the tax deed auction to happen. And if you look at California, if somebody today decides to no longer want that property, it's going to be, let's say, in 2016, if somebody decides no longer want that property, it's going to take until the year 2022 before that property comes up for auction.
Wow.
Yet they decided right now they don't want the property anymore. So wouldn't it be simpler to just figure out who these people are? If we could figure out, if we could get a list from the county, if we could get a database from the county that tells us who the people are who haven't paid the property taxes, how long they haven't paid for it, what the property is worth, couldn't we then go and then contact the people we want to buy, our target group, directly by direct mail? And basically that's what I figured out. So it's another direct mail strategy, but it's not like probate people, and it's not mortgage foreclosures, and it's not absentee owners or anything like that. It's just simply people who haven't paid property taxes. And ever since we've done that, the first time we sent out 400 letters, we out of 400 letters, I think we got two deals from, and those were land deals. So we started with land. We bought our first piece of land for $400, sold it for $4,000. Next piece I bought for $500 cash, no mortgage owed, free and clear. With just a little back taxes, bought it for $500, sold it for $10,000, and so on and so forth. And after doing that for a while, we started doing houses, and now I've done a whole bunch of houses, house deals like that. And often the margins when you do it that way are even bigger than they are with other properties, because one thing that is true is that most properties with back taxes are actually owned free and clear, so they're high equity properties.
Which is so hard for me, for you and I to wrap our head around as to how a homeowner can have a property free and clear, not be able to pay the taxes and lose that property. But, you know, you nailed it with this niche, tax delinquent real estate. The margins are huge compared to so many other niches in real estate investing. And that's one of the reasons I really love it.
Yeah, I agree. So same thing here. So, yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a few follow-up questions here, because I'm putting myself kind of in the shoes of the listener here. And, you know, you mentioned that getting the list at the county, is that where you would recommend? I mean, is there, you know, a lot of people are aware of ListSource and Listability and some of these other platforms where you can go out and get a list of absentee homeowners with equity, with certain criteria or certain filters. Would you recommend they bypass a platform like that and go directly to the county to try to get this list of tax delinquent properties?
Yes, absolutely. I would actually think so. Yeah, there's ListSource. There's all those kind of different places that people can go get lists. What I found though is that most of these databases, they don't have the detail of tax delinquent that we need. Now, again, I wanted to stir this to divide it between land and houses. I know we're going to talk more about houses because your audience interests more about houses, but I think the land part is actually very, very sexy too. But either way, we can talk. I want to just sprinkle both in.
Yeah, yeah, by all means, and, please do.
The piece is on the land side, it really doesn't matter how many years people have been delinquent. They'll just call you and they want to sell you their properties, and we usually don't pay much for these properties. But on the house side, you got to know how many years they have been owing property taxes. And what you sometimes get in places like that, like ListSource, or we use a data, so a website called Agent Pro 24/7. And the 24/7 is numbers, 247. So Agent Pro 24/7, ListSource, CoreLogic, you name it, and so on. Most of those, some of them tell you, they have a checkbox if this property delinquent for taxes or not. And it only tells you, do they owe taxes or do they not? In many cases, they don't tell you how long they owe taxes, how much they owe in taxes, and so on. But in the house area, that's actually very important. But because what we found, let's take an example like California. If it takes 5 years or 6 years before the property comes up for auction, you don't want to mail to the people only 1 or 2 years delinquent. Mm-hmm. Or if you do, you have to send out many more iterations. Because to them, it's not yet urgent, right?
Right.
Yeah. Like I think a friend of mine mentioned always, and you, I'm sure you can confirm that, we don't buy houses, we buy urgency, right?
That's right.
So therefore, you want to go after the ones that are already 3, 4, 5 years delinquent. And the closer they are to the actual possible tax deed auction, the more urgency they have. Mm-hmm. So when we do this in a tax lien state, we only go after, in Arizona, there's a 3-year redemption period, meaning that for the first 3 years, nobody can touch that property. Nobody can foreclose on it. Nobody can, even if you own the liens for it, you cannot initiate the foreclosure. You have to own 3 years of back taxes to be able to do that. So in Arizona, what we do is we only mail to people who have 3 years and more in delinquent taxes, because in that case, they are the most highly motivated people, because they might already be very close to the foreclosure process, or they might be in the middle of a foreclosure process and they might be freaking out. And for example, one of my favorite deals that I always talk about is a car repair shop that I got that way. It's in a booming area of Phoenix, right south of an entire area of car repair, of car dealerships. And literally my letter hit the same day that they got the notification that the tax lien holder was initiating the foreclosure. Mm-hmm. That same day, my letter hit that I want to buy his property. Now, of course, that's a coincidence. But if you send out multiple waves of letters, you're going to hit such coincidences quite often. Even if mine would have hit 2 weeks later, the guy would have still responded. He was just literally freaking out. He was ready to do a deal right there and ended up buying this thing for $95,000 the day after I got an offer for $115,000 or $20,000 upside. But I actually decided to keep it, and it's cash flowing at $2,300 right now a month.
I love it. I love it. So you get a list at the county. Is there anything in particular that you need to ask for? I mean, obviously you want to ask the people at the county for a tax delinquent list. Should a person expect to have to jump through several hoops at the county? Because you and I both know if you've been to the county, you know that depending on who you get in contact with, the harder the list is to get, the better the list is. So is there anything in particular they need to look out for when trying to get their hands on this tax delinquent list?
Yes. As a matter of fact, you do, because and in my course, for example, I have a detailed walkthrough that where I tell people what I call the rule of five, that on average, you have to talk to up to five people in the county before you have what you're looking for. That has changed a little bit lately, but it still works, because what happens is that what you have to ask for is actually what's often referred to as the delinquent tax roll.
Okay.
And it basically is the list of every property that is delinquent for non-payment of property taxes. Every property where the owner has not paid the property taxes. And the county is not used to anyone asking for that list. What they're used to people asking for is for the list of what's coming up in the next tax deed sale or what's coming up into the next tax lien sale. So they automatically default to misunderstand you and to want to offer you that list of what's coming up. in the next tax lien auction. But if you think about it, well, if you take a list of what's coming up in the next tax deed auction, that's only the 25 properties that might come up that are already 5 years delinquent or 3 years delinquent or so on. And everything else that's perhaps, depending on which state it is, in some states, if it doesn't sell at auction, it falls to the states. But in some states like California, if it doesn't go to, if it doesn't sell at auction, it continues being owned by the owners. So there's properties with 6, 7, 8 years of back taxes on there, and they might skip an auction. Or it's California, it's 5 or 6 years. So if you get a tax deed list, you only get the stuff that's 6 years tax delinquent, but you don't get the stuff that's 5 years and 4 years tax delinquent and 3 years tax delinquent. That's still great leads to go after.
That's such a great tip. And that's why I wanted to know, because I know there's certain landmines that if you don't know to ask, you know, you might get your hands on the wrong list. So now we have this list, and you mentioned direct mail is one of your favorite ways to get in contact with these people. What's the approach in terms of the copy on the letter? Are you specifically addressing the fact that you're aware as the investor that they're behind on their taxes, or what's kind of the approach when you contacting them through the letter?
In the land area, I don't. In the land area, I just tell them, hey, call me, because I still get a 10% response rate, but 10 to 15% response rates when I do that. In the housing area, you got to send multiple letters. We do a letter, postcard, letter, at the very minimum. Perhaps you can add some after that, too. And yes, they're very specific about owing property taxes. And we even have two versions of it, depending on whether it's a tax lien or tax deed state. So in a tax deed state, we tell them like, hey, your property could come up for tax deed auction very soon. Go call us. And you're going to lose the property and get nothing. So call us. Mm-hmm. In a tax lien state, we say, hey, your property owes several years of back taxes and could be subject to foreclosure very, very soon. Call us. So we specify the message to make sure it's truthful to the rules in the state.
Got it. And is there a particular, I don't want to say script, but do you kind of change the way you speak to this person on the phone versus somebody, you know, like an absentee owner that maybe has a vacant house that has equity, but he lives across the country and, you know, or they inherited a property and they just want to get rid of it? Like, do you alter your script in the way you communicate with these people that are behind on taxes?
A little bit, because I mean, you definitely mentioned that. You say like, hey, I know you owe property taxes and what's going on, and you just have them tell you a story and so on. And the more you let them talk, the more they like you, and that rapport goes a long way and so on. But other than that, is once they call you, they know that you want to buy the property, and you can pretty much cut to the chase very quickly in terms to, okay, let's talk about the property. How many bedrooms, how many bathrooms, what's wrong with it? And my experience is that, as a matter of fact, what you mentioned with absentee owners and inheritance, that's all also happening within that arena, right?
Yeah, there's overlap.
So people let properties go because they stopped paying property taxes before because they inherited it, right? Mm-hmm. And because they're not good property managers, they let somebody in who vandalized the property. Now they vandalized the property. Now they don't have the money to repair it. Now they can't rent it anymore because there's no cash coming in. They can't pay property taxes anymore. And now it basically becomes a snowball of things and so on. So one of the experiences that I have is that you run into that quite a bit, that it's absentee owners, that it's inherited people, but also the properties that you get with the tax delinquency, usually they need a full rehab. And that's just something actually good to know. It's actually good to know from a point of view that estimating repairs, because if I know the house needs a full rehab, I don't actually need to look at the house necessarily, because I can estimate repairs based on the assumption that it needs everything. And in 9 out of 10 cases, that's actually accurate.
That's right. And you mentioned that most of these properties that are tax delinquent, the homeowner owns the property free and clear. How often do you find that the homeowner, you know, they know they're behind on taxes and yeah, there's urgency and they want to sell it, but they don't necessarily just want to sell it for a couple thousand dollars and taking care of the taxes. They want to get... they want to get a lot of money out of the house. Like, what percentage of the time do you find where, you know, you're able to pick up a smoking deal way below market value versus the homeowner actually knowing the property value, or at least wanting, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of what they think the property is worth?
Well, you get about, two-thirds of the time people, the phone calls you get are sometimes from people who just who just paid off their property taxes and they're just calling to see what you're offering for the property. Mm-hmm. In that case, if they just, basically by the time you sent the letter out, they just had sent the check to the county and now they're no longer motivated. And then they basically, they're not willing to give you a good deal at all. And then that happens. Of course, not every deal is going to lead to become a deal. But you get about, if you get five phone calls, you should be able to do one to two deals out of that, which is actually a pretty good ratio, I think. And then in those deals, of course, I mean, they're not just going to hand you the property, even though that does happen, but they give it to you at good price. So we just came across a property that literally is coming up for auction like 2 weeks from now. It's in a gated community. It's a little bit rural area in the Northeast, but still it's worth about $200,000. And all the guy wants it, it probably needs like $30,000 in rehab costs. But at the end of the day, everything said and done inside, the guy only wants $40,000 for it. And that includes like about $20,000 in back taxes. So he's still not going to walk away for $2,000. He's going to walk away for $20,000. But it still, it leaves a tremendous amount of upside in the place.
Yeah. So what, you're going to be into the property at 60 grand and you said it's worth 200?
No, I'm in it for 40 and it's worth 200, basically after repair. So basically I'll literally flip that thing to a rehab or just for a very quick flip for about 100.
That's awesome, man. I love it. So look, obviously we can't cover, you know, all the ins and outs of investing in tax delinquent real estate. I mean, hopefully we've highlighted, you know, over the course of the last 25 minutes or so, what a valuable niche this can be to you and your business. And it's just another way to get amazing deals. And what's cool about this is that when you're able to pick up properties so low relative to their value, you know, you have the flexibility where if you want to wholesale it, like Jack just mentioned, you can do that. If you want to keep it for, you know, passive income, if you want to try to purchase it on seller financing and resell on seller financing, I mean, kind of your opportunities are endless, really. So Jack actually has a course, and this obviously is not meant to, you know, necessarily push that. But if you're interested and it's something you want to check out, I actually have an affiliate link. So if you go to flipempire.com/tax, you can, this is really where you want to dive in, immerse yourself and learn, you know, I'm sure maybe if you could talk for a quick minute or two about, you know, what the course, like what's the layout and what are they going to learn? Does it come with a particular direct mail piece that you use? And maybe if you can just kind of briefly talk on what the course contains, Jack.
Sure. Absolutely. I would love to. The course is very simply, it contains, it's a online course. It contains out of 8 modules. It's fairly quick to go through. It's cut to the chase. And it really is also a partnership program. So I'll teach you, we'll show you exactly how to find those deals, how to get the list, how to contact the owner. There's scripts in there, how to analyze the thing. There's actually software included and a repair analyzer. There's a comp analyzer. All you need to do is put in the address and outcomes right away pops up the area with a whole bunch of popular websites where it shows you exactly which properties are listed, pending sale, sold, and you can do your comps right away very quickly. So we have taken a lot of the hurdles that particularly a beginning investor has and taken them off and basically just made it available right away so that you can get the deal, you can get the list, you can mail to the list, the letters are included, all the different, in this case, 6 different letters and postcards, because based on tax lien or tax deed states, it depends on which state you're going to go after. You get all the mail pieces included, get all the contracts included, you get the exact guidance included. And actually right now, I can't promise that that's going to be available for forever, but right now we even give you the first 300 leads that you can go and take and mail out yourself. Because what we really want, before creating the program, we were faced with a decision on whether or not to grow our team dramatically and do these deals ourselves all over the country, or if we should create something and help the entrepreneur out there, the aspiring entrepreneur, to start their own business. Mm-hmm. And we help each other. So I put together a course. We charge very little for it. Compared to other courses that cost like $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, ours doesn't. And we go out there, we give you everything. And for a limited time right now, we even give you the leads to get started with. And then we'll hope that once you find the deal and lock the deal up, you actually pass it on to us so we can do the deals together. And then we have a network of wholesalers and rehabbers and landlords all over the country. And when the deal comes to us, we'll analyze it. We confirm that it's a deal, and then we'll pass it on to one of our guys. And then we'll split the deal with our students 50-50. So it's a true solid partnership on that. But of course, we also train you how to do it yourself. So if you say like, no, I don't want to, I want to keep the deals myself, yeah, then we can do that. We do that too. So it's a full blown program, partnership program. We give the leads, we give you the software tools, we give you the letters, the contracts. It's everything is included.
Very cool, man. Very cool. So yeah, guys, if you want to check it out, just go to flipempire.com/tax. So yeah, Jack, man, I appreciate that. I guess why don't we get you out of here on this? I mean, is there anything? I mean, obviously you've covered a lot in the last half hour. So can you kind of leave us with something that, you know, the listener can implement right away to start seeing results, specifically when it comes to investing in tax delinquent properties? Like, what's that first step they need to take?
Right. So, first step they need to take is they need to understand kind of the rules of tax delinquent real estate. And again, that's all part of a course. By the way, you're going to put a link into the notes, right?
Yeah, it'll be in the show notes, so you can check it out.
Show notes, right. I just want to make sure we don't tell people, yeah, we got this, and then don't tell them where to go.
No, but, definitely, yeah.
But, So to start out with, you got to understand, first of all, the mindset, the rules of that, and the fact that, and get familiar with that area of tax delinquent. I mean, it blew me away when I first heard this. I mean, you know, I'm from Germany. I'm from another country. It's done this kind of real estate stuff. Tax delinquent stuff is done completely different. There's no such thing like a tax deed auction in Europe. There's no such thing like a tax lien auction. If anything, they just go and they put lien after lien under lien on there, and they never really, you have to pay it eventually one day, but they don't take it away from here. So in the US, it's more the wild, wild west. So you really want to understand that. You want to understand what comes with it, and what happens when you buy a lien and foreclose on it? What happens when you buy at auction, right? What kind of deed do you get? What kind of, and so on and so forth, and how it is really better to circumvent the entire environment, go directly to the owner, because now you get a free and clear property, you get it from the owner, you get it with title insurance, and so on and so forth. So just get started with understanding that area. And of course, the course has the first module is all about that, giving you that foundation.
Very cool, man. Well, hey, where can we, you know, anybody that wants to connect with you, guys, just so you know, the link and all the information that we've covered here is going to be in the show notes. So if you go to flipempire.com/episode46, I believe is going to be this episode. You'll have the link there. You'll have all the show notes, all the information and resources. So yeah, Jack, where can people connect with you and reach out, man?
Well, I mean, I they can go, as I said, the link that you just mentioned is a great place to go. They can also, I mean, we talked in the other podcast, they can also go to read my book at forevercashbook.net. They can go to jackbosch.com, and I'm on Facebook. There's multiple different places. I put a lot of content out on Facebook, a lot of videos out almost on a daily basis. So go check it out in all those different places. But the main place, probably if you're interested in particularly what we just talked about, is the link that you just gave.
Yeah, fantastic, man. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate your time. I mean, I know we've this is the second episode we've done, and there was so much great content in episode 40 that I said, you know what, let's try to circle back and do one just focus on this. So I think a lot of people are going to enjoy this. The biggest thing is you know, take something you've learned here and put it to action right away, because hopefully, you know, what a valuable tool and niche this can be in your business to really help pad the profits and build your bottom line. So, Jack, buddy, I appreciate your time, man. I know you and I will be in contact, and everyone, I'll catch you on the next masterclass. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.